I think being a photographer, that's a lot. You got to get a quick rapport.
Absolutely, to get people comfortable with the shooting situation.
Yeah, and then so we did. We arrived maybe 45 minutes before she was going to go on stage, went to the bus. The funny thing she said is, if your wife doesn't mind cigarette smoke, she can come on the bus. I said, I think she can tolerate it for a little bit. So we went on and took some photos with her and just sort of chit-chatted about West Michigan a little bit. And then and I kept that sweet. You don't want to, like, you know, make a bag of popcorn and stay a while.
Right.
You want to get on the bus, take your pictures, say thanks, and get off the bus. So we did, and then we went to the show. And but, you know, very gracious, very kind. And, you know, those are memories I'll always have.
That's awesome.
But even, like, Martin Short and Kevin Nealon, too, I idolized those guys growing up. They were in their SNL heyday when I was in my
late teens. The opportunity to shoot those folks that you've watched on television and movies for many years.
And a guy, you know, it's a great gig. I'm not complaining. I never complain about the jobs I shoot because it's just I don't have much to complain about. I mean, here, what photographer in a small town in the – you know, B-size Midwestern city is going to be able to have in 10 days, like, you know, seven or eight really well-known people, global icon like Whoopi and major movie star
Martin
Short.
Such cool opportunities.
Really cool. And that's just a credit to this community really is innovating its butt off, you know, making stuff happen.
Definitely. Well, I mean, in addition to Laugh Fest, you do a lot of stuff for Art Prize, and a lot of the work that I have seen has been video work. So video versus photography, how is your approach similar yet different in that realm?
Yeah. You know, to be honest, I'm still really struggling with video. I think it's really hard. And but video, Art Prize has a twofold thing. Art Prize has an interesting story why there was even video in the first place. But the first year of Art Prize, which there's been three now, the first year of Art Prize, they commissioned me to take photographs of like the top 25 artists.
Right.
And I was doing some like documentation of venues and some things, but not a lot. It was primarily just to shoot portraits. But we had all this downtime, and the Canon 5D Mark II had just come out. It was a new camera for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so Josh Tyron, my longtime assistant, and he's a great photographer and videographer as well now in terms of he's really focused on video, and he's helped me tremendously in that regard. But he we just decided to make these kind of funny behind-the-scenes videos at Art Prize.
Mm-hmm.
No reason other than to amuse ourselves and throw up some videos on YouTube. But they sort of took off. Like, we did a great video with of Young Kim's venue.
And the first year.
The first year.
And that really kind of went viral and got folks out to that venue.
Yeah, it did. And it really sort of, I don't know, at the time, I think during Art Prize, it got 3,000 or 4,000 hits, and the media started pointing to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next year, because based on primarily, I think, the Young Kim video and sort of some other venues and things, the way that we shot things were sort of funny and a little bit, you know, I'm self-deprecating too. Like, you know, I was riding a toilet trike one year, a tricycle. So, you know. So there were just these funny things. And then, so the second year they said, can you add a video component to your estimate and we'll see what we can do. So year two, then we did a hybrid of photo shoots and portraiture and then video. And then the same thing for this year or this past year, except they expanded it. They got an underwriter for the videos. There was a title sponsor to it. And so that kind of went there. But the approach is a little bit different. The portraiture is what it is. It's just shooting people with some element of Grand Rapids in the background. It's the context of the city for Art Prize, and that portraiture is really important to me. So I'm really trying to, you know, layer in a story of the city behind these top 10 artists or top 25 placing artists in Art Prize. The video side is more like, you know, it's kind of like cool hunting, kind of what's fun, what I think is cool.
Right.
Artists I might like. You know, it's really, I really have no direction, which is a great way to work.
Sure.
Other than, you know, they say, they basically, honestly, they just turned me loose on the city and they say, make your contracts for 10 videos, and we need 10 videos.
Right, right.
And then I'll get, you know, I'll get word of some venues that are have some cool art, and or something unusual, and I'll go check it out.
Well, it's a great way to direct people's attention to maybe venues or artists that they wouldn't normally check out. I always think that there's, you know, a few that are kind of at the top of people's list, but if you can get them to other places, like you said, the Young Kim one, and I think another one you highlighted last year was the Spot over on Pearl.
Yeah, the Spot was a great. It was a great venue. It was curated so well. I think one of the challenges of Art Prize is, you know, how do you, outside of the main exhibition venues, how do you get enough traffic to these other venues and build awareness? So I didn't do too much last year around the big venues. You know, we did some stuff in the active site building. And Site Lab. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
I'm still thinking about year one. But, yeah, Site Lab, Palmenta's building.
Right.
And so there was just some really amazing venues and art that was just slightly off the beaten path. And that's the problem with Art Prize is the beaten path is Graham.
Yeah.
Public Museum.
Mm-hmm. The Bob.
The Bob. Mm-hmm. And maybe UICA's in there now with their new venue. But... you know, how do you move people around? So we're, through the video component, we're just trying to trying to shine a light and get people to move outside those, you know, that maybe four venues that they like to visit.